When Martin Luther died in 1546, everything began to fall apart for Lutherans. Charles V, the Holy Roman Emperor, swiftly invaded Wittenberg, Luther's town. Lutheran pastors and professors began to split into various theological factions, and a number of significant doctrinal controversies arose, each side claiming that Luther would have taught what they taught. It was a confusing time to be a Lutheran. Martin Schalling, the writer of our next hymn, came of age during these confusing times. He was removed as pastor twice from his parish for being faithful as a Lutheran pastor. The second time, he was run out of the city with his wife and kids during Holy Week. The next Sunday, Easter Sunday, 1559, Pastor Schalling preached in a neighboring town on Exodus chapter 12 on the institution of the Passover. And at the end of that sermon, he concluded with this hymn that he had written. Perhaps on the road out of town the week before. And in his sermon, he said that just like the ancient Israelites ate the Passover meal in haste with their traveling clothes on, so also we too as Christians must always be ready for God to come and to lead us out of this world and into eternal life. The final stanza of this hymn brings that home so beautifully. As a parish pastor, I sang this many times at the deathbed of my members. In it we pray what we pray each day in Luther's morning and evening prayers, that God's holy angels would keep us safe when we die and then would lead us home to heaven, and that God would guard and keep our bodies safe in the grave in peaceful sleep until Jesus comes again. And then, at the resurrection of all flesh, it declares that with ancient Job, we will see with our own eyes, with our own resurrected bodies, the glorious and resurrected face of our Savior Jesus, the Son of God. It doesn't get